This week's Cotton Newsline is for CUDS. All CUDS are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In a news release, TAAT spokesman and National Council of Textile Organizations President Cass Johnson said, "Members of Congress have sent a strong message that they want textile rules in the TPP agreement that support U.S. jobs, develop new export markets, increase opportunities for private investment and entrepreneurship, and reinforce strong trade ties with existing FTA partners."
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
These include the Yarn Forward Rule of Origin, responsible market access provisions, and strong customs rules and enforcement. A Yarn Forward Rule of Origin means that all yarn, fabric, and assembly production stages must be done in a TPP country for a textile or apparel product to be eligible for duty-free treatment, unless an exception applies. The U.S. government has also insisted that the TPP agreement ensure that state-owned enterprises compete fairly with private companies and do not distort competition in ways that put U.S. companies and workers at a disadvantage.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Vietnam, a non-market economy, exported $7.2 billion in textiles and apparel to the United States in 2011, making it America's second-largest supplier of those products. The Vietnamese government both owns and subsidizes textile and apparel production. Vinatex, Vietnam's state-owned textile and apparel conglomerate, is one of the largest garment producers in the world. In addition, Vietnam depends on China for much of its yarns and fabrics, importing $4.4 billion of textile components from that country in 2010.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The NCC sent a letter to Ambassador Kirk asking him to discuss the cotton contract defaults in Peru and Vietnam during that round. The NCC noted that textile mills in those countries have defaulted on millions of dollars of raw cotton contracts that resulted in severe economic losses for U.S. cotton merchants and marketing cooperatives. NCC President and CEO Mark Lang said that the U.S. government should carefully consider allowing preferential trade provisions for countries whose corporations willfully ignore commercial commitments. Contract sanctity is a fundamental building block of trade relations, and widespread disregard of the principle should sound a loud warning to the extension of trade preferences.